You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Tuesday next week, don't forget the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Tickets are available still, $30, willag.org, 800-898-1065. One of the people you'll see there is Eric Snodgrass from Agrible. He's on the line right now to talk us about the weather forecast for the day. Hey, Eric, thanks for being with us. Thanks for doing next week, too. Let's jump right into this. I want to recap kind of the severe weather we had here in Illinois and across the nation earlier in the week.
Yeah, one of the things we've been watching at Agrible since actually last November was the return for 2017 toward a more active severe weather season. And certainly January and February have played out to that forecast quite well. Well, essentially, getting back into earlier part of this week, we had some really strong, what we call warm air advection. That's where you just bring up a lot of warmth and humidity from the south. The atmosphere destabilized, and we really set things up to produce some strong storms. And those storms began to rotate because we also had some pretty strong wind shear. So as a meteorologist, those are the ingredients I'm always looking for. So listen, when this thing was all said and done, the numbers were actually quite staggering. We had, after they filtered out all the double reports, we actually had over 1,000 reports of severe weather, that coming from winds over 58 miles an hour, hail bigger than an inch, and tornadoes. Okay, combined all together, over 1,000 reports on February 28th and March 1st. And it covered basically, you know, a big chunk of the United States from the Midwest all the way to the Southeast. So that added actually 65 more tornado reports, which puts us way above trend, way above average on tornado reports. So we've had a very active year. And I'm just going to say this, I don't see any reason to see this above average activity with severe weather slowing down as we get into the real severe weather season, which is really April, May, and June. So something for everyone just to keep in mind as we get into planting time here.
What's our short-term forecast look like?
Yeah, well, we have some warmth returning. Yeah, we got the sun out today on Friday. It feels pretty good, but it's still kind of cold. But we do have a ridge building into the system that's going to bring us, you know, right around here in Champaign, way up into the 50s tomorrow, maybe even the 60s by Sunday and into Monday. But it's Monday where things get a little dicey. We have a large low pressure system that's going to go through parts of the Dakotas into Minnesota, dump a lot of snow on parts of the Dakotas before this thing heads on off to the Hudson. Now, us being so far south of this, we're going to have a cold front that does get dragged through the area, and that's going to bring some precip. And that's really what I want to talk about. It's the precipitation. You see, we actually had on Thursday this week, we had the release of the new U.S. drought monitor map. And I'm looking at it right now, and I'm going to tell you, the drought that was in Arkansas and parts of Oklahoma and parts of Missouri really has spread over the last 30 days. And so right now, the southern half of Illinois, even parts of Indiana, southern half of Indiana, we're now in what we call D0 stage drought. That's where we've been abnormally dry. Now, it's not going to be too big of an impact right now, but this is something that I have been focusing on and been saying, we got to watch this. Basically, that region, let's call it Missouri, southern half of Illinois, and parts of Indiana, that region has really received over the last month about an inch of rain, which is less than half of what we would want. In some cases, less than a third of what we would want. So this is something I'm watching very, very closely. Now, we could have an April system that comes through and drops a ton of rain on this and completely erase it. But we have seen the persistence in the development of that drought over the last 60 days. So I got to keep an eye on it. It's something very important to be watching.
Switch to South America. How are conditions there for their safrinha or second corn crop?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, things are going really, really well. We've not seen major temperature stresses. We've not seen anything in terms of too much rainfall across a widespread area. You know, I think South America is going to have a banner year, both with their first crop and the safrinha crop. There's just no big signs that say, hey, look out, things are going to get hit hard.
Can I come back to one other thing that I think we probably ought to mention? We've heard this talked about before. El Nino. Where do we stand today?
Yeah, so we had a very weak La Nina all winter, and it really wasn't a dominant driver of our weather. When you think about El Nino, La Nina, it's usually a winter phenomenon that's going to impact U.S. weather. Right now, that La Nina has faded very quickly, and we have El Nino conditions that's warmer than normal sea surface temperatures already building off the west coast of South America. Some of the long-range projections have El Nino conditions kind of going, full strength here by the time we get into the beginning of summer, maybe even by late spring. So that's where those sea surface temperatures are above a half to maybe 0.8 degrees Celsius above average. And that means some interesting things, more interesting for our fall and winter. But with another El Nino event building in the central part of the Pacific Ocean, we have to watch out for that, because while the summer correlations with El Nino are very weak, fall and next winter are significant. So South America, while they're having a great crop this year, if we have another El Nino event building in for them for next winter, those northern growing regions may struggle a bit with their production, while as this year, they're going fantastic.
I am so looking forward to your presentation next Tuesday over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Can't wait to see you there. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. I'm looking forward to it as well.